Let me just let this play for a little bit. Now, before we get all into that, because we would sing this song and forget what we're coming on here for.
We have a full concert on here.
Right, a full concert. And then y'all be wondering, what is going on with V and Shredder T? So welcome to Shredder T Tuesdays. Hey, it's the late edition, and we are doing Pillow Talk. Can you tell? You probably can't see it, but I got pillows, and I'm with my girl, Jakia. What's up, Jakia?
What's up?
How are you doing today, girl? I know it's late.
I'm good. I'm really, really good. I'm listening. My baby is gone for the summer.
Oh, Lord.
I'm in these streets all summer 2022 now.
not all summer. Lord, somebody.
The whole time she gone. Now, what I'm going to be doing in the streets, I have no idea. I'm probably going to be asleep most of the time she gone. But
that's your business. That's your business. So that's all right. So we coming up with this Pillow Talk edition, and we know it's late for some of you guys, and you might already be in the bed and trying to relax, but you know, let's talk a little bit about this Pillow Talk, because we got the do's and we have the don'ts. So I don't know if we should start with one or the other. I mean, where are we going with it, Jakia? Where are we going with it?
Let's just jump right into the don'ts. What don't you discuss? Why you pillow talk? So yeah, I say we just jump right into the don'ts. What's off limits? You know, can you?
Should anything be off limits? I mean, if this is your partner,
that's what I was getting ready to say. You know, you learn a lot. Pillow talking, but are there some things that should be off limits? Like when we laying in the bed and we just talking, can we talk about literally anything, whatever we want? Should some things not be talked about? Like, cause you know, as women, I ain't gonna lie, we like to talk to our men, and we'll talk to our men about anything, our friends, other stuff, you know, what's going on at work. Like, should any of that be off limits? Is it okay to discuss that? Because for me,
I just like
a male's opinion on certain things. Cause I have to look at everything from a woman's standpoint, because I'm a woman, but sometimes I just want to know, like, am I tripping?
You said, am I tripping? Am I tripping?
You know.
I guess I look at it, when I'm thinking about pillow talk, I'm thinking, like, I'm in the bed. So if I'm in the bed, then pillow talk is a whole different type of conversation versus if I'm just, you know, we at the dinner table.
Well,
am I looking at a room?
No, because see, there could be different. Okay. So like, the first thing would be, what would each person define as pillow talk? Cause see, to me, pillow talk is just what we talking about when we laying in the bed, you know, usually after we finish doing what we do, and we're just laying in the bed and we're just talking. So, I mean, that, and that's what I'm saying. Is there anything that should be off limits at that moment? You know, because if you land in the bed with your spouse, sometimes you can, and I'm the kind of person that I, you know, squirrel, that's me. So I may segue to a whole nother conversation. From one thing that you say may lead to a whole nother conversation about something else. Is anything off limits? You know, should you be able to have those discussions about literally everything while you're laying in the bed, or, you know, what should pillow talk be reserved for?
That's true. That's true. This is, I mean,
it can get complicated.
I guess if we need to ask some people that, you know, maybe if they have this issue or they feel like they shouldn't talk about certain things. I really feel like if we haven't pillow talk, we shouldn't talk about the issues of the, because, you know, I might, if I'm upset, then it kind of takes away the mood that I'm trying to relax. Yeah. And, you know, so that's me. But I mean, I don't know. Well, I mean, Woody, are you cool with talking about work issues doing pillow talk?
I mean, I like to talk. So I really just talk about anything. Like, I'm that person you have to tell me, I don't really want to talk about that. Because I mean, I just, you know, I'm kind of an open book. You know, it really doesn't bother me. But, you know, I try to respect other people's boundaries. So, you know, if I am in the bed with my spouse and he's like, babe, I don't really want to talk about work, then we'll find something else to talk about. But then what else do we talk about? You know, because like if you ask me how was my day, then if it's a work day, then it's definitely going to entail work. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's maybe true. One of my friends is going through something and I want to talk to you about that. You know, is that off limits? Is that okay? Like what are we reserving pillow talk for? Or you know, some people, they just, all they pillow talk is nasty. You know what I'm saying? It's sexual in nature. I mean, is that what it, I guess it really just depends on what you and your spouse are comfortable with talking about at that time. Because a lot of times when you come home from work, you, even if you do, you know, walk through the door, hey babe, how's your day doing? A lot of times you're preparing for the rest of the day.
Well, I take that back. There are times where we can. Jakia, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Where I feel that it's for pillow talk. Because family issues, you get a little frustrated about family, agree with what your spouse is saying. So I think that would lead more conflict. Family issues is a don't.
Okay.
Issues. So, yeah. That's where I'm going to go with that. And just to let you know, if you're on Instagram, you'll have to come and check the rest of the live YouTube. Yes. So catch the rest of this juice. Catch the rest of this tea. This is good tea. Anyways, but I really think that maybe that should be off the limits as far as family issues. Absolutely. So if I'm calling you, telling you, yeah, if I'm telling you about what my auntie did and all that, I don't want to hear all that. Tell me that before I done unstrap my bra and we about to have a conversation in the bed. That's my don't. So what's your don't, Jakia? You have a don't? Somebody else probably got a don't, but what's your don't?
Honestly, I don't really know that I have a don't. Like I said, you know, what? I talk a lot. So I'm liable to talk about anything. Like you would have to tell me, I don't really want to talk about that. I can't really say that there's something that I'm like, oh. Huh?
You have to have one. Not, you don't have one thing that's a don't.
I don't. I mean.
She actually said no. Yeah, she don't have.
Okay, like
you speechless.
Look, let me. I don't know. Like, I don't want to talk about your ex, of course, but I don't ever want to talk about your ex. So okay, that's just a pillow talk thing. But I mean, but really, aside from that, I mean, whatever it is you feel like you want to talk about or need to talk about, I'm not opposed.
Okay.
I'm not opposed. And if there's something that you don't want to talk about, I respect that. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, so, we're not talking about exes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be my main thing, but I think that's kind of a given. So
that is not a given. That is not a given, because if you don't tell people what you don't want to talk about, they'll think that it's okay.
That's very true.
So because you can say, well, you know, I remember this day 2 years ago when I was with my ex and he took me to do this and blah, 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 blah. You probably don't want to hear that.
And I'm probably going to ask you, well, do you want me to drive you over there so y'all can do it again?
See, there you go. You
talking about the past.
You ready to fight.
Future. I mean, you're absolutely right. You do. And that's why I said, you know, if you tell me that you don't want to talk about something, I'm good with that. Because you're right. You know, you have to, back to that C word, that communication word. Gotta be honest about what it is you want. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't. I can't say that there's anything.
I'm going to say that's my don't. My other don't is, since you don't have a don't, I guess I got all the don'ts.
Sorry.
Okay. So my other don't is like bad news.
Oh, yeah.
Like if somebody passed away, if you heard something on the news, did you hear about that so-and-so and so? We're not talking about that during pillow talk.
Yeah, I can understand it. I can definitely understand it. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, because then if I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm going to have bad dreams. Now I'm going to dream about that.
Yeah.
So that's my don't. I mean, dang, Jakia, I got all the don'ts. I feel like I'm a picky person.
No, you're not picky. It's not picky. Listen, most people don't talk as much as I talk. I'm not shocked when, you know, people are like, I don't really like to talk about that kind of stuff. I'm like, really? Okay, I get it. I mean, it just doesn't bother me. But I don't think that, I definitely don't think there's anything wrong with having things that you don't want to discuss.
You don't want to.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Right. You know, I'll share this other part. And I'm be transparent, because Reggie does this every once in a while. He'll say, why were you an asshole earlier? Excuse my language. But he'll say, why were you an asshole earlier? What were you agitated about? Why are you cranky? You know, because I probably said nothing, or I'm okay, don't worry about it. You know, I probably brushed them off. But then when it's time to lay down, you want to say, so what was wrong with you? Why were you? To me, that's a don't.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. So for your things that are don'ts, what would you suggest? Like, if there are things that I want to talk to my spouse about during the day that I know they're not going to want to talk about at night, how do we get that out before we get in the bed? Because a lot of times when you get home, you're trying to run around and do everything to get you situated for the rest of the day. You know, you're cooking, or, you know, you're getting your stuff ready for tomorrow, or I got to run an errand or do this or do that. So do you make it a point to set aside some time every day before you go to bed? Because I guess for me, most of the time that I was able to talk to my boyfriends were when we were laying down in the bed, because that's when we weren't busy and weren't moving around, could actually talk and have the conversations. So do you think that couples need to build in time to talk if it's something that they can do that's, you know, feasible, or like, how do you do that?
How do you?
Because you got to talk about it at some point.
Yeah, that's true. I want to know
why you was being an ass to me earlier. So we need to discuss it.
I'm gonna be truthful. Usually, when Reggie asks me, sometimes it's maybe geared towards him because he has done something or did something, and I'm trying not to fuss about it. So I'm just like, I'm just gonna be quiet. I'm just gonna leave it alone, right? So I try to move on through it. So usually it's something that he's done. But and other times there is either like a family member or somebody that ticked me off or something that mm-hmm. I done read that's like immediate, like you gotta do this right now. Right, and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. So sometimes it's other people and I may get a little bit upset about that. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like it works best if I calm down instead of me talking about it in the moment. Because when I'm talking about it in the moment, you know, I get the stuff get the flaring off, you know, them cylinders get the firing and cuss words get the coming out. So
would it be something that you would discuss over dinner then to avoid having that conversation during pillow talk?
Yes, that was my second point, that I would, like, while we're having dinner, we could talk. Like, usually we talk and say, you know, I just want to tell you this. Can you believe this? Da, 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 da. And it's a lot easier that way. So, yeah. So, usually doing dinner
time should be the time to discuss literally any and everything.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'll give you that. Yeah.
I think that's the time because you're at the table or wherever in your living room or wherever mm-hmm. you're eating. And you should have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about, hey, how was work? You know, was work all right? Or did you work hard today or whatever? You know, I think that's when you should have that. You should definitely have that conversation. Because right now we're sitting upright and we can talk and get things off our chest. And then later we can talk about other stuff.
So pillow talk needs to be reserved for literally pillow talking. We're not pillow talking the sense of we're literally in the bed just talking, but it needs to be actual pillow talking. Okay. I got you.
Why you said pillow talking and cheese in the way you pillow talking.
You know what I mean.
Pillow
to me, baby.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Me though, because somebody else may think about things a little bit different. But like you said, you're so.
I think I'm freezing up. I can't, Mama. What?
You may have to wait until you have that private time when you're in the bed with each other instead of trying to do it at dinner. So that may be an issue, especially if you have kids, you know, you're trying to get them together and all that. Yeah. So I can see that. So
it really just depends on what works best for the couple.
Yeah, it depends on what works best for them. And I wonder if it depends on the age, like the generation.
That's a good one.
Because your mom's younger than my mom in her 70s. So
my mom ain't gonna make it to her 60s if she don't leave me alone.
Stop it. Y'all didn't hear that. That was a glitch in the computer system. But I'm I'm be truthful. I don't even want to ask my mom because
stuff that I don't want to know, and that is one of it.
Listen, I think my whole podcast would be explicit. She would get. What you said you can't? You said you don't want to know. You don't want to. You know what? Well, you never know. You should ask her. I don't even want
to imagine.
What do you mean? It may not even be bad. Give your no.
You want to ask her? Mom.
Yeah, ask your mom. See what she said.
Mom.
She gonna ignore you.
Hey, what is your definition of pillow talk?
Say what?
What's your definition of pillow talk? Close the door.
What she said?
She said she don't know. She said she don't know, and then she said BS.
Oh,
you
know, so the hard pillow talk is BS? Well,
we shouldn't have never asked her.
But you know, this may be a thing for us. You know us.
It could
younger
be.
Generation.
It could
to
be.
Them.
And you know what's funny? I've always heard I've always heard people say that pillow talking is gonna get you messed up, you know, and I've always took that to mean you telling my business to whoever you laying down with. So I guess that's why for me it's pillow talk could literally be anything, because I've always heard people say I grew up in the hood. So, you know, pillow talking was a real thing that people, you know, be offended about. Don't be pillow talking about me to your so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. And so I just always took it to mean that it was literally just talking, you know, to whoever you in the bed with and literally talking about anything, because I don't know that you telling my business to somebody that you laying down with unless they get up in the morning and start telling somebody else, let me tell you so-and-so told me last night. So I guess that's kind of why I feel pillow talk is literally anything, because I've always heard that kind of a reference made. Hmm.
Well, I guess I haven't heard that one. Girl, but yeah. I guess that would be, if you telling homegirl's business, your girlfriend's business.
Right. Which goes back to that. I guess the original question for us was what's off limits? You know, because if pillow talking to get you beat up, probably shouldn't be talking about whatever it was you were talking about.
But you don't have to necessarily, I guess I'm taking the word pillow literally is where I'm, yeah. Because if I'm talking about homegirl's situation, that's gossip to me,
right? But I guess the main difference would be in the being in the bed is what would make people call it pillow talk. I don't really know. And again, I guess the definition will be determined by that particular couple, because it could be we was just talking. You know, even though you in the bed, you could be we was just talking. Somebody else might look at that and call it pillow talk. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot of room for interpretation.
Right.
It's a bunch of gray areas on that.
Right. That's true. But, you know, if you do go, let's explore that just a little bit. You know, if we're having a conversation about, let's say if I'm on the phone, I come in the house and I'm on the phone and I'm trying to finish up this conversation and homeboy over here eavesdropping. I shouldn't say homeboy, but your partner, your husband eavesdropping. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be like, well, who was that? Mm-hmm. What was all that? What took place? And I think sometimes it is hard not to share what took place, but sometimes you're just like, oh, that was just what's the name? And, you know, you make up.
Yeah. Yeah,
you make up something just to kind of pass it by. So, but I think that would probably be a don't for some people, because if somebody is in the midst of the conversation, they can know what's going on about my business. Right. And a lot of y'all like to put y'all phones on speaker so everybody and their grandma can hear the whole conversation. Yeah, so. I guess
I could say a don't for pillow talk would be don't pillow talk with everybody that you're in the bed with. Oh, because you know, you spent, just being honest, we spend time in the bed with people that we're not married to. You know what I'm saying? And so if you're pillow talking with somebody who's not your spouse, you know, and there, maybe there's somebody that you think you can trust. We've been sleeping together for however, you know, much amount of time. Oh, I can trust this person. I tell them, and then they go back and they tell something that you told them that you felt like you were telling them in confidence. And then it gets, you know, it gets back, it gets around, it becomes an issue. You know, that can be
a big.
So I would say, don't pillow talk with people that you ain't
really committed. But like,
you pillow talk with everybody.
With everybody, right? Yeah. So if it's your one night stand, you should be
right
pillow talking.
But if it's even this guy you've been messing with for a couple weeks, you know, probably don't.
Right, you shouldn't be pillow talking with him.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree, because you never know if somebody know who you know.
Because when I tell you Oklahoma is small, girl, Oklahoma is literally like down the street and around the corner. That's how small it is.
Right, everybody know everybody.
And if you want to know, sometimes you can look on Facebook. Like, I've looked on Facebook and I've had friends that have been friends with other people. And I'm like, how do you know such and such and such and such? And they're like, oh, my cousin grew up with them and this and that. And it's like, people that you would never even think knew each other. And you just like, man, it's a small world. And you, I'm telling you, Oklahoma's down the street and around the corner.
Right. Literally. I was trying to read a comment. Sorry. But yeah, but that is true though. You know, I think a do for pillow talk is to shake for that person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, especially if you had, like, to say, if you had a rough day and you were intending on coming home, like, to cook a meal or something, and then you got home late and maybe the meal was already prepared when you got there. You know, just to show that appreciation, like, hey, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to. Or maybe, you know, they washed the dishes. Maybe they washed the dishes and you're like, oh, thank you for doing that.
Yes. Or cooked and washed the dishes. Just saying. Vacuum. Right. Swept them off the floor, clean the bathroom. I mean, any of that. You don't have to do all of it, but any of that. You know, hey, babe, I put some. Well, no, listen. This is going to sound real bad. Now I mean to leave the laundry alone. Don't even worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Leave it.
You're going to put some red in with something white. And don't worry. I thank you for the thought.
You said leave the laundry alone.
Leave the laundry alone. I was going to say put a load of clothes in the washing machine. But then I thought about it. Like, nah, don't. Thank you, baby. I appreciate you. I love you. I do the laundry. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. That's fine. I think appreciation goes a long way. And absolutely. I really feel like appreciation leads into intimacy.
Yep.
Because
I agree.
You know, you just make
everybody wants to feel appreciated about, especially if I've done something, like you said, if I know that you've had a long day and you call and say, I'm gonna be running late. If I love you, I'm always wanting to, you know, make sure that you're happy or see you happy. So I may say to myself, I know, you know, they're gonna be home late, so I'm gonna go ahead and cook dinner. If you let me know that you appreciate that, that's definitely a turn off. Definitely.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. So definitely. And I don't think it's anything.
Definitely appreciation.
Right. Right. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being able to express your feelings about things. Cause what if you thought about that person? You know, like we were playing Tone, right? And so that may bring back a memory, you know, and you may, maybe while you at work, you probably heard a jam and you was like, oh, I remember when my boo thing did this, woo-woo, right? And maybe you can share that with him or her. I think that's a really good, because Reggie does that all the time. He'll hear a song and he'll send it to me and he'll be like, oh, I thought about you. Listen to this song. And I'll be like, oh, you miss me. So,
yeah,
I mean, it helps.
Appreciate you, Casablanca. I'm telling you, one of my favorite things in the world are random I love you texts. I mean, I just
random.
Yeah, just like randomly, you just get a text, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like just a random out of the blue, just girl. Yeah, that it does it for me. I don't know why, but it does. Like, randomly tell me you love me through it. Yes, absolutely.
Now Jakia, do you send it back and say I love you too, or you just be like,
yeah, I mean nobody that I don't love is texting me that they love me, so yes, I send it back. Oh, I see a random text from a random number. Hey, I love you, thank you.
Whoever you may be.
Yeah, oh that I love you. I'm thinking, you know, I was thinking about you, or just, you know, I like affirmation. I don't need it. You know, it's not something that I, you know, base anything on, but I mean, I like it. It's definitely appreciated whenever I get it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's a must. Mm-hmm. That's a must. So we covered quite a few of the don'ts. Do you have any more do's? I think what's a do for you? Girl, listen, y'all. Jakia over here having a hard time over here.
I'm struggling. Like, I don't.
Everything is open for Jakia. Yeah, you said, I like to talk. We can talk about any and everything.
I mean, yeah. Like, I like to talk. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Especially if it's somebody I'm in love with. Babe, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Who you want to talk about? How was your day? Who I need to beat up? You know, just, I mean, whatever.
Who I need to beat up?
You know, like, I mean, whatever he wants to talk about. I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Because so, I understand that sometimes, you know, people do need to decompress and get things off their chest. And, you know, maybe that's the most comfortable time for you to do it, you know. So whatever you, let's talk about it.
Whatever you want to, you know, I'll share this little piece. There has been times where I can't even remember how it started, but there's been a few times where Reggie and I have these deep, long conversations and they last for hours. And I mean, to the point to where you're like, okay, I need to go to bed. But dang, we really
have a good
conversation.
It's the best. Right?
And especially if it's like a work day, you're like,
yep.
Look, 5 o'clock is right around the corner. Yes. But this is a really good conversation.
Yeah, you want to have that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. That is true. And at times, It depends on what's going on. At times, it's really more about just encouraging each other.
Right.
You know, and noticing the changes. You know, we've been together since 2004. So it's been a minute. Why are your eyes looking like that? Fix your face. It's been a long time. But anyways, but just being able to see each other evolving and growing and maturing, you know, because we were, what, 24, 25 years old, and our level of thinking were totally different. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we've been through a lot. Yeah. So I think it's just when you have those deep conversations, you're like, I don't even really care if I got to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
And you'll go to work the next day and you may be looking like, sure it was a good conversation, but dang. Mm-hmm. But I think that really builds that connection with your partner or your spouse or whomever, because you get to know them on a deeper level.
Right. Helps to bring you closer.
Yes. Bring you closer. Definitely. Definitely. That's just me. That's just a little piece there.
I agree. Laying in the bed with the ceiling fan on and the TV off, talking all night. It's wonderful.
Yeah. But you remember back in when we had that house phone.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any house phone right here, but when we had that house phone and we trying to
put that house phone on that pillow and lay your head on the phone, lay your ear on the phone that's on the pillow and fall asleep talking on the phone. You sleep.
But you sleep.
And both of y'all on the phone sleep at the same time. Yeah. Can't no calls get through because you can't click over because you sleep.
Right. And you getting in trouble because I didn't call. Why you didn't answer the phone? I didn't hear no phone ringing.
Right. The phone didn't ring.
The phone didn't ring. And what were we talking about back then? Does anybody even know what in the world were we talking about back then?
Literally everything and nothing. Everything and nothing. That's literally what we were talking about.
Like that.
Whatever kids you, talk about.
Whatever kids talk about. What you do.
I think a lot of times we was probably just holding the phone. Just listening to each other breathe.
Breathe. Right. Or playing a little music in the back.
Oh, you always had the music in the back. See, I'm a romantic, so I've been a romantic since I was a kid.
Oh,
because I always have to have background music to set the scene, honey.
You know,
I always have my little slow jams have always been playing in the background.
You gonna have them playing in the back?
Have them playing in the background, baby. Listen, you couldn't tell me nothing. Voice to Me and Jodeci H-Town is that I always had some background music in the background.
Did you just name them all off? That I mean, you got to.
I mean, listen, music is my life.
I see. So,
every aspect. So, yeah, you got your little music going. You just sitting on the phone listening to them breathe. You gonna hang up? Nah, I ain't gonna hang up. You gonna hang up?
Oh
nah,
my
I ain't
God.
Gonna hang up. I mean, it's just when you think about it, child, you like, God, we were so special.
No, I ain't gonna hang up. If you don't hang up that phone, you ain't talking about nothing.
You sleepy, I ain't sleepy. You sleepy, I ain't sleepy. And you just giggling. And you hold the phone and you listen to him breathe. That's how you do it.
Now listen, anybody listening to this podcast and this live, you know that you're guilty of this. Now come on, we are not alone. You know that you're guilty of this.
I'm sitting on the phone hours listening to each other breathe.
Right.
Ain't said 20 words. Listening to each other breathe, listening to music.
Listening to music.
You sitting outside? Mm-hmm. What you doing? Nothing, sitting in the bed. Then you listen to each other breathe for a little bit longer. And then you think of another question to ask in 10 minutes.
Right.
And then when you ask
what you wearing to school tomorrow? You gotta say what you wearing to school tomorrow.
What you wearing to school tomorrow?
You got your outfit picked out. Girl, listen. So I'm just saying,
back sometimes couples would dress like.
Oh,
you
want to
wear our matching shirts tomorrow, girl?
No,
you gonna go to the mall this weekend? I'm gonna have my mama drop me off at the mall this weekend. You gonna be up there? Everybody meeting the food court, and then you walk around the mall till your mama come pick you up when the mall closed. Girl.
See, I didn't do all that.
Time.
I did not do all that. Bridget, I'm a podcast. Okay, thank you. Listen, listen, Reggie. He coming in to bring me some. Oh, thank you, Reggie. Reggie, you want to share anything about what's a do and a don't for pillow talk? Yeah, do you have a don't for pillow talk, like what you should not talk about during pillow talk and what you should talk about? You have one? Loose lips sink ships.
You better tell them about it, brother. Loose lips sink ships. Yes, they do.
And then he closed the door.
Enough said.
Enough said.
You really have to follow that up.
There you go. I don't have anything else to say. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Listen. So, you know, I hope that maybe you've grabbed something from this Pillow Talk Late Edition. We know it's late. It's some of you, it's probably way past your bedtime. You probably having Pillow Talk right now. And that's okay.
Congratulations if you are. I would like to be Pillow
Talk. Yes, congratulations if you are. One thing I want to say is whenever you're doing pillow talk, if you're getting ready to go to bed, and you know, if you're bed, don't end on an angry note. So if you are upset with your spouse, or you're upset, even if you're upset with your kids, don't end on an angry note, you know, because that just really interrupts your whole sleeping pattern and rhythm and all that other stuff. So don't go to bed mad. Don't go to bed mad at your partner. Y'all need to go ahead and talk about
it. Don't go to bed mad.
Yes. And I'll that's one of my things. That you go to bed mad?
No, that one of my things is to never go to bed angry. And you said it might interfere with your dreams, but you know, I watch Investigation Discovery, so I think on a more morbid level. Sorry. What if you don't wake up in the morning? You never get it. That person never gets a chance to make that right with you. Mm-hmm. You never get a chance to make that right with that person. And that is something that can haunt you. Mm-hmm. Like there are people that have gone to sleep and died in their sleep. And when it's your time, whatever unfinished business you got is forever unfinished. Mm. So I try to make it a point to never go to bed angry, just because you don't know if you're going to get up in the morning. You don't know that you have tomorrow to clear something up. So clear it up today. Clear it up today. Because your tomorrow may never come.
That's a great point. That's an excellent point. Thank you, Jakia, for saying that. Bringing those gems out.
Now, that is one of my cardinal rules in a relationship. We're not going to be angry. I don't care what it is. We can't go to bed angry. Mm-hmm. We just can't do it.
Go ahead and work that out, iron it out, so that way your mind is at peace.
Yeah.
And that's true, because, I mean, so many things are happening. And I know people say, well, things happen all the time, but it feels and it seems like more and more things are happening than usual, we'll put it like that. So it is good to clear your mind, you know, like in Vogue say, clear your mind and the rest will follow. But just to make sure that, you know, you when you having that pillow talk, you going to bed on a good note.
That's it.
And I mean, I understand if you can't forgive him right now because of he didn't text you back earlier that day. But trust me, it's probably really not worth it. You know,
in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. Look at the bigger
picture. Throw everything away over because he didn't text you back or because she didn't text you back. I mean. Mm-hmm. You gotta evaluate some things on a realistic level.
That's true.
And don't go to bed mad about it.
Don't go to bed mad. Let it go.
Don't go to bed mad about it.
What you say? You know what? I said, anything else we missed for pillow talk? We didn't cover it quite a bit. I think we
we covered everything.
I think we did. Oh, I think I was trying to look at my device here. It'd be messing up sometimes. But one other thing I want to say is that how do I say this without being Well, I'm just gonna say
it. Just say it. Just say it. We can dissect it later.
Okay. When you have those really good and you open up about who you are and how you're feeling, it really leads to really good sex. I'm just saying.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I'm just saying. This is not for the kids because they ain't going to be having no pillow talk.
When you have somebody that you feel like you can be completely free and honest and transparent with,
yes,
that attraction magnifies.
Yes, it really does.
Like if I know that I can trust you, I can be and I mean trust in the full sense of trusting you. Trusting you with my mind, my heart, my body, my spirit. When I know that I can trust you and I can be free with you, listen. You don't know who you lied to get in that bedroom. I'm just saying.
Wait, I don't know why I had it put in my mind. You know how Taurus always like, oh.
I'm just saying. You don't know who you lied to get. You know, I'm like, Meg, I switch my wigs, make him think that he cheating. I'm just saying. You don't know. There's just something about, you know, having a partner that you can be free with. It's just, right. I mean, it's
something about it. I'm just saying. Well, and even if you're still in the midst of trying to find the person who you want to be with, it's okay. Keep working on it. Don't give up. Okay, don't give up. I know we
don't give up on dating. It's hard.
No, don't give up on dating.
But don't give up. Stay the course.
Yes, stay the course. You got this. All right, so this is our late edition. We know that it's late. We appreciate you joining us on Strategy Tuesdays with Pillow Talk Do's and Don'ts. If you have...
Sorry, I was messing with you because you're talking about my phone ringing late. That's why I looked at the phone. I'm like,
oh, my bad. I thought that was the music cue. I was like, oh, shit, what's up? Girl, listen.
My favorite song is "Can You Stand the Rain," so that's my ringtone. So that's what you heard.
Oh, "Can You Stand the Rain?" Oh, Lord. Who is that? New Edition.
I've been a romantic since November '81.
Not the whole time. Been a year or two. Okay. But anyways, we appreciate you joining us for Strategy Tuesdays. And hopefully, if you have a pillow talk do or don't, and maybe we didn't discuss it, let us know which one is yours. Because, you know, hey, Jakia says she's open to talk about anything. And you may be on that same realm as well. But anyway, share and like this video. Don't forget to follow me at Strategy with V. And until next Tuesdays. I said next Tuesday. Until next week, stay blessed, be intentional, be impactful, and definitely be insightful. Okay, so I hope that you've enjoyed this segment, and we'll see you next week. Let me see if I can play Tony real quick. Let me see if I can get him play this real quick. Put your purse down and
take off your jacket. Put your purse down. Hey. Damn right there, man. I used to have that playing in the background, too.
Yeah. Right, have it in the background.
Hey. I had it in the background, too.
All right, bye, guys. Thanks for joining us.